They called themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world. No eyewitnesses.
The new movie Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire is the latest big-budget retread to face the question so many franchises have had to answer before. How do we do the same thing in a new way? As is so often the case, the answer is to go big. And, of course, to invite some fresh faces into the ectoplasmic action alongside those we met all the way back in 1984. It's hard to believe, but it's been 40 years since the original Ghostbusting gang answered that age-old question, who you gonna call? The guys banished the interdimensional threat posed by the demonic Gozer the Gozerian, and they roasted the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. This time around, the spiritual threat assailing New York City, again, is an ancient ice demon who's planning to raise an army of the dead to take over the world. So I'll ask again, who are you gonna call?
For the first time in New York history, a room full of people froze to death in July.
It's an unimaginable evil with the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
That's the premise as OG Ghostbusters Peter Venkman and Ray Stantz, played by Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, team up with Paul Rudd and Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard. The result? Pretty predictable. Lots of spooky spiritual confrontations, some suggestive content, including a same-gender attraction between a ghost and a human, and some language. All in all, this reboot still packs plenty of problems to merit its PG-13 rating, so we're giving it a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Your kids are unique, and so are you. You have your strengths as a parent and areas of growth, too. Find out what they are by taking the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment from Focus on the Family. Find out how you're doing on traits like gratitude, grace, and other research-backed traits. When you're done, we'll give you a detailed PDF with several pages of content on how to use your unique strengths and how to work on your areas of growth. This simple framework shows you how to be an effective mom or dad in daily family life, a parent who recognizes your imperfections and finds ways to thrive. You'll also get access to other resources from Focus on the Family to help you keep growing into the best parent for your kids. It only takes a few minutes to boost your parenting. Take the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment at parentingtraits.com. That's parentingtraits.com.